State Senate Republican Leadership Update with Senator John Braun. Senator Braun, lawmakers often use taxation as a tool to discourage certain behaviors, such as with tobacco or alcohol. In your view, does this principle apply broadly to other types of taxes as well?
Put it in current perspective. You know, the Democrats proposed and fought for this cap and trade system specifically to tax carbon, to reduce the emission of carbon. Whatever you think about that, that was their philosophy. Now and then, basically at the same time, they're going to say, hey, we're going to tax, in the case of a wealth tax, we're going to tax innovation. Okay, innovation drives our economy. That's a bad idea. We're going to tax high-paying jobs with the payroll tax. You know, we're going to get rid of high-paying jobs. We're going to add a B&O surcharge, heavily impact on manufacturing. We're drive manufacturing out of the state. These are all long-term bad things for the economy in the state of Washington, for economic options for people around the state of Washington. We can, and I think you'll see over the next few weeks, Republicans will demonstrate, we can live within our means. We can have a budget that delivers the services that the people of the state of Washington need without new taxes. We have to make that case. I 100% believe that's the case. We're going to go out and make that case, and hopefully we'll get our colleagues on the other side of the aisle to really think about this and think about what they're considering and what it would do to our economy, and more importantly, what it would do to the people across our great state.
State Senate Republican Leadership Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.